MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Today is Thursday, November 21. North Shore Today is brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Beverly, Gloucester, Marblehead schools still closed. Affordable housing discussion continuing in Newburyport. Rain, wind near 50, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:12 p.m. WCVB-TV is reporting school vacations may be shortened to make up for missed days in class as North Shore teachers continue to strike Thursday in Beverly, Gloucester, and Marblehead. The teachers are calling for higher pay, better benefits, and safer schools. One of the three districts was close to reaching a deal Wednesday night before negotiations came to an end. The Gloucester School District said it waited all day for a response to its latest proposal. However, the teachers' union said it gave a new proposal to the district Wednesday night. Beverly and Marblehead are not as close to ending their strikes. In Beverly, the district said another day of no class means it will have to hold school during vacation, weekends, or other non-school time. State law requires students to be in school 180 days. Jim Sullivan's reporting in the Newburyport Daily News. Over two dozen residents filled the city council chamber on Tuesday, many voicing concerns about Mayor Sean Reardon's choice of Zeta Insight to convert the former Brown School into an affordable housing development. Once the lengthy public comment section of the City Council's Planning and Development Subcommittee meeting ended, councilors voted 3-0 to receive and file the mayor's recommendation as a communication. Doing so gives the City Council the ability to revisit the issue in the future. Late last month, Reardon announced he had chosen the Boston-based company's proposal to convert the old Milk Street Elementary School into a 29-unit development. 8 units would be considered affordable housing to households at 80% of area median income of $127,306, while the remaining 21 would be market rate. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Matt Petrie's writing in the Newburyport Daily News in Salisbury. The average single-family homeowner can expect to pay an additional $117 in property taxes next year, while business property owners will be seeing their tax bills take a much smaller hike after selectmen on Monday unanimously voted to adopt a single tax rate for the town. Even though the town's property tax will drop from $10.45 per $1,000 of home valuation to $10.08 in fiscal 2025, residents will still need to dig deeper into their pockets. The hike comes as property values have risen over the last year. And Gail McCarthy is writing in the Gloucester Times. A musical tradition returns when the Cape Ann Symphony presents its Holiday Pops concerts. One of the three performances already has sold out in the show. That includes Holiday Favorites and a Chorus, featuring a new choral director with Brittany Betts. There are tickets left for the performances on Saturday, November 30 at 2 p.m. in Ipswich, and the evening show later that day at 7:30 p.m. in Manchester by the Sea. Conductor and musical director Yoichi Udagawa said the musicians are always excited to play in the Holiday Pops, of course, a long-standing tradition. In sports, two North Shore football teams are preparing for state semifinal playoff games this weekend. On Friday, in Division 1, St. John's Prep will take on Needham in Burlington at 6 p.m. On Saturday, in Division 6, Swampscott meets Fairhaven at Milford High at 4 p.m. The annual Thanksgiving football rivalry games are just a week away. On Wednesday, Swampscott will take on Marblehead at Fenway Park with a 6:30 p.m. kickoff. In the pros, the Bruins will host Utah tonight, and the Celtics will play in Washington tomorrow night. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.